Here we are back with another rip-roaring hour on this Monday, January the 27th, 2020, 12 minutes past the hour. Now, I have a bad feeling because on Friday, prior to our big sausage, biscuits, and gravy arc, Abby, my dear friend, called in who made this stuff and said that it was going to be great and all this sort of thing, and it turned out not to be. And last hour, I had to bring out her competitiveness and her desire to be right all the time, and how I really, truly believe. And to be honest with you, the other person in our little, I don't know what you call it. What do you call it? Our trio. The other person in our little trio, I think would, in her, if we put her under oath on a polygraph, she would say that Abby was competitive as well, and say that Abby is probably a sore loser. But she would not say that to her because she's too nice. But I believe that's what really is underlying it. But the truth of the matter is, I was not a fan of the sausage gravy. I do have to say that. It's not something I would eat again. Now, maybe I would use it for wallpaper paste. She made me up another batch of it. I would not want it to go to waste, so I might wallpaper something and see if it stays up there for a long time. But just not edible, just not good. But other people liked it. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm not taking a dig at Abby. I'm just saying that the other people in the room who are connoisseurs of sausage, biscuits, and gravy did like it. So it's probably good. It's just not my thing. That's all. That's all I'm saying here. But Abby is competitive. She's driven. She's a sore loser. And this is why I feel we will probably hear from her momentarily to try to defend herself in this whole sausage gravy debacle. But there might be a competition between her and I now, because now we've moved past this whole sausage biscuits and gravy thing. And I know that she would be a sore loser. I really do. And we just have to have a contest where we'll find out how bad of a sore loser that she is. Oh, here goes the phone. This could be it, folks. Batten down the hatches. This could be interesting. Now, we're going to go to the phones here momentarily, but all I'm saying is, you know, I'm going to put like a warning label on this. Everything you're about to hear is probably not true, but I've told you the truth. You've heard me for the last, you know, 45 minutes go on about this. So everything you're about to hear is not the truth. I think I know who this call is, so let's go to the telephones, and we'll discuss, oh, lots to discuss here this morning. Caller, are you there?
Mr. Spears.
Oh, thank you. People address me like that.
Yeah, absolutely, with all the respect.
Yes. How are you, Abby?
I am wonderful.
So, you were listening this morning. You've become a devote. You've got, like I said on Friday, you've become a groupie of this show.
I think I am. I will admit I might be a groupie after a morning show.
I always wanted a groupie because I felt that if you have groupies, that is a sign of success.
Right. I mean, or bestie, like a bestie groupie. I think besties are your groupies, though.
You know, every time you have said bestie, when we've brought this up on the internet or on the phone, I think on Friday, you say it kind of snidely, like we're not besties.
Well, so we can be besties, but like you're really high maintenance. You really still talk about me kind of negatively, I think.
I'm so high maintenance.
Bestie, I don't talk about my besties negatively.
I'm high maintenance. Now, what does that mean?
Oh my goodness! Like it's like these demands to be your bestie. I need Diet Cokes, and I need like good biscuits and gravy, and I need like stuff. I don't know, Scott. That's high maintenance friends.
No, I'm not saying, I don't demand that you be my bestie. I'm just,
but when I brought you a Diet Coke, it landed me the spot of your bestie.
Oh, it did. It did. That's what right. did it. After all those months, because we had never talked about being besties before.
I didn't know I was in a competition, to be honest. I didn't know that I was competing for that spot.
Well, sure.
I got one like day two, you know, as soon as I found out, I would have been like, I need to get this guy a Diet Coke.
Oh, you would have been, you would have already been my, so we could have been besties months ago.
100%.
Oh, see, I didn't know that because I thought in the beginning, you know, I always thought we got along, but I thought deep down you had a deep rooted anger for me.
What?
That's what I thought. I thought you tolerate me, but I think, you know, I always knew that you liked me, that we got along, but I always felt like there was a third wall there for some reason. Now, I don't know why it was there. So I never saw us as being besties. So now I look back on this and I feel bad that I didn't tell you that all you had to do was get me a Diet Coke and we'd have been besties.
Yeah, I would have been besties, but I don't. You know me well enough. Do you really think I have this like third wall of anger for anyone?
Well, do you want me to answer that honestly under oath?
I feel like we're at that spot. Yeah, like I don't think I'm a very angry person.
I have not seen you be angry with anybody that we know in common, but I have heard your anger toward other people.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And so, yes, I believe you do have a little bit of anger.
But I get that out. It's not like rolled in there, you know, and I just get out the anger with my bestie because that's what besties do.
Is that what besties do?
I think that we vent anger, right, to each other. We can do that.
I thought besties picked up the check.
Okay, so back to this. picking up the check. I mean, you're telling your listeners now that I'm taking you out to dinner for our holiday party, we'll call it.
We're not?
Why do I have to pay for this? I thought this was like a, you know, a holiday party, yay, we work together thing.
Who gave you that idea?
You?
No. What I said was we should have a holiday party because that's what, and now it's even gotten deeper since we became besties, but what I'm saying is why wouldn't you pick up the check for that?
I'll have to think about that. I mean, because I don't know.
What do you think I'm going to be ordering? Like sirloin steaks? I mean, what do you think? It's not like.
I feel like you might order sirloin steaks.
No, I mean, you act like I'm going to put you in the poorhouse or something. Like.
You're going to go. We're going to go, and you're going to have like maybe a burger or maybe like a water to drink. This is what's happening.
You know, it depends on how with it you are by the end of the meal on what
exactly.
You think I'm going to be ordering.
See? Right? we're going to give you some good content. Our cohort and I, we've already discussed this, Scott.
Oh, you know, and I want to bring her up because I feel we don't talk much about her, and you know, I have never said her name on the air because I don't think she wants me to. But
I think she's totally fine with it.
Oh, is she?
I think she is.
Well, she'll send me a message. She's listening right now.
Of course she is.
Yeah, listen, if you are okay with me saying, and then I don't have to call you cohort anymore, if you're okay with me saying your name, just let me know and I'll start slipping it in. But now her, she's great. You know, I like her from day one, even though, did any of us know each other prior to?
No, not going in at all. That's the thing. Like, Michelle's great. Oh,
oh
yeah,
you blew it. See, I didn't do, Michelle, I didn't do that.
I did it on purpose because, like, yes, see, you set me up for that, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, I set you up for that. That was a big devious plan to get her name over the air.
Still say it, still slip up.
See, that's the anger I always feel that you have toward me. And it's also.
I have never once expressed anger towards you. This is, like, killing me.
Listen.
Even after you're, like, calling my sausage gravy slop and stuff, I've never had anger towards you.
Listen, I now this is a family radio show, but did you?
I'm trying to keep it clean.
Well, now did you not turn to me? Now you say you have never said anything off color to me. Did you not turn to me one day and say you're full of something? And it
beans.
Wasn't.
Beans?
No. It wasn't beans.
Okay, I said that, but I think I whispered it or like mouthed it to you.
No, you did not.
And like it was Yeah, but sometimes you really are, though, and everybody knows. I did say that, but it's only because it was totally warranted.
Listen, Michelle, God bless her heart, has to put up with you, and I have to put up with you, and, you know, this is just the way it is, but...
I'm so confused. You say, put up with me, and then you're like, we're besties, though. So that's like a false bestiness.
Well, I think because the bestie thing, I think you know, I'm a very highly emotional person. And I think that
oh,
you...
Oh, my God.
I know. Hard to believe. And
it's absolutely hard to believe.
No, I'm highly emotional, and I've tried to be your bestie, like, the last week. You know, I've tried to become your bestie, because I think you need one. And every time I do this, you snidely, like, blow me off.
Oh my gosh, Biff, you are making me sound terrible.
Well, you don't need me to do that.
I don't ever blow you off. I, like, listen to all of your things, and I take them in, and then I, like, you know, do things for you, like make gravy and bring Diet Cokes and a Butterfinger for dessert.
Oh, you did bring me a Butterfinger. Yeah. Now, see, that's where the love lies, because a Butterfinger is my favorite candy bar, and here's what a bestie is. If you know somebody's favorite candy bar, and you bring it to them just out of the blue, now that's a bestie.
So, yes. So, I just got a message from my son. Him and his friends are listening right now.
Well, say hello to them.
I am saying hello to them, but here's the thing. They have eaten my sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
Oh, no. Are they still well?
Yes, they liked it.
Oh.
In fact, some more of them spent the night over the weekend and asked specifically if I was, like, cooking a big breakfast on Sunday.
Well, you know, here's the only thing I can say to that. Maybe at some point in their life, they ate something that was too hot and their taste buds were damaged.
I think they're actually just defending it. They're like, who's this guy who doesn't like Abby's gravy?
No, wait, I think I've met all your kids. What do you mean, who's this guy?
So, Luke is listening. I mean, Luke and Dylan and Ethan and Cooper, they're listening right now, and they enjoy my cooking.
They
come over to eat at my house.
Yes, and
so
I think...
all these days, even dogging on my cooking abilities, I've got a whole bunch of high school boys that will defend me.
Well, I mean, I think I've met most of those people, and I liked them. I say nice things about them all the time. I just can't say that their culinary choices are correct at this point.
Oh, well, maybe. But you know what? They could attest to my competitive side. I think they would all get behind that. You know, you were speaking earlier about my competitive side.
Oh. Now, tell the truth about that.
Oh, I'm competitive. I was never like that mom that let my kids, like, win at games, even now. No. You need to know how to lose. You don't win.
But you lost Friday. And even when you lost, you couldn't say that. You said...
But wait. Why did I lose? I didn't lose.
Well, because your stance on this whole thing was you were going to make this sausage gravy and turn me around on it. Now, that didn't happen.
Okay, so, but you tried it. So, what did I say? Honor my thing. It was some of my best work, and I, at least you tried it. I got you out of your sausage gravy comfort zone.
And you called
before
it...
Before, you wouldn't even try it. Like, when we even spoke about you trying it, you would, like, turn your nose up and say it was awful.
Now, wait a second. Now, see, right there's the problem. But in that post, you say it was a win for you. It was a win. No, you can't make the rules. The game was, am I going to like this? Now, no, I didn't. But again, that could be me, because I'm just not a sausage gravy person. But you have to take it as a win, because you cannot lose. You're too competitive.
I can lose. I have lost. And I'm a gracious loser.
Oh, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. Because I just can see you losing and getting kind of, you know, iffy about it.
I may challenge you to, like, a rematch, but I would congratulate you on your victory.
It's like, you know, I think it's that Kentucky nature of yours. I think it's that Kentucky roots. You know, people in Kentucky don't like to lose. They're very hyped up about their gravy and their chicken and all that stuff in Kentucky, and I think that Kentucky comes out in you.
Your knowledge of Kentucky, like, you have a vast, like, understanding of the people, yeah?
Oh, I really do, because everybody in Kentucky comes from two cousins, so you don't have to do much work to research that.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You are going to hear it. Somebody is going to call in one of these times and say, Scott, You can't talk about Kentucky like that. They're our neighbors. We're your friend. They're like your friendly neighbors.
I'm not saying they're not friendly. They're wonderful, wonderful people.
You're saying they all come from like two cousins that started the whole state.
Oh, well, that's true. I mean, I can't lie about the lineage, but I'm saying that they're wonderful, wonderful people. But, you know, clearly, when they trace back their lineage to where they came from, it's two people.
Well, they're always competing then, I guess, like for each other's attention, for that spot. I don't know.
Here's the deal about this competitive thing, because I, you know, really, I think I could probably beat you at about 99% of the things we would ever compete at. So
I love this idea of us competing. I don't know what we should do, but it's on. And, like, the whole thing about the race, you just assumed that those kids would beat me.
No, I would have put money. I would have yanked my wallet out on the spot.
But here's the thing. Like, I'm not afraid to try. You know, like, that was the whole fun part about it. Like, I'll try anything. Like, I'm not, you know, I'll do whatever.
No, I'm not saying trying is bad. I like people who try. I say people who don't try are the losers. If you don't try, that's losing.
Right.
Competing and not winning, that's okay. You know, you can't
right.
win all the time. You think you can, but that's not true.
I think the best thing about it is, like, just finding a silver lining. So I didn't convert you to, like, sausage, gravy, and biscuits, but I can find a silver lining and say, okay, he did try it, and he stepped out of his comfort zone, so at least I got him to do that. See, it's not about always winning. It's about always finding the good that comes out of it.
But that doesn't mean you win. That just means you took a silver lining.
Yeah, but that's okay, though. That's like finding something good that comes out of it.
Do you think you would have outrun those kids?
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, maybe a couple of them I could have. But, like...
I don't believe it. Listen, Abby. You're getting on in years, and I don't think you can run as fast as you used to.
Did you say on in years? I'm getting on in years?
You're getting on in years, and the mind might be starting to go.
But at least I would try. Like, I think I probably could have taken at least, like, maybe one or two of them. I wouldn't have come in last place in that line, I don't think.
Now, see, there you go again. That's your competitiveness.
Yeah.
You can't admit.
Yeah.
So what is something you're good at? So when I come in and just wipe the floor with you, it'll...
Honestly, Scott, though, what's something I'm not good at? I don't know.
Oh, the list is so long. I don't even... I wouldn't have time to get into that, to be honest with you. What did you play any sports in high school? We've never talked about that.
Of course I did. I played softball, and I was a cheerleader, competitively, of course.
Well, I'd kill you at, like, baseball, so we can't do that. But
what?
Oh, yeah. Because people, listen, softball versus baseball, guys versus girls, you'd get killed. So
I don't know.
I know. Well, I do.
I was good. I was a catcher.
Well, you were the catcher.
Yes.
You like, stood behind home plate and caught the balls.
That's what the catcher does.
Well, I understand that, but
the catcher also has, like, the job of, like, running the whole field. Like, it's your responsibility to keep everyone else informed of what's going on, where the play is at. You kind of control the field, which, as you know, is kind of my thing.
Well, here's the thing about it that this is like the final piece of the puzzle. I've learned it all now. So basically, as you were a catcher there, I have to ask, because you know when the batter's up there, I guess they call it a batter in softball too. When the batter when the batter is up there, they have to, you know, swing back before they swing forward. So how many times did the person hit you in the head with the baseball bat that made you the way you are?
It never happened. I was that, like, quick and nimble. Never did it.
Well, that you remember. I mean, people who get hit multiple times and have multiple concussions probably don't remember it.
True. That's probably true.
So now, seriously, we're not going to... cheerleading, that's not... Oh, see, I'm trying to pick my words.
But you honestly say it's not a sport, like, I will poke you in your eyeballs.
Well, that's violent.
Well, that's not really violent. That's just, like... You know,
it's not a competitive sport. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely, it's a competitive sport. What are you talking about? Like, I didn't just cheer on the sidelines. We competed. You go to competitions and you prepare, and there's, like, state competitions and national competitions.
I mean, what'd you do? Like,
so
cartwheels?
Well, I mean, like, cartwheels, but you did cheers and you did dances and you did, like, routines, and you cheer, like, competitive, like, nationally, on a national level. You go to, like, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I believe.
Okay.
So it wasn't just cheering on the sidelines. It's like competitive cheer.
Okay. Okay, so those two things are out because baseball, you'd be totally destroyed, and I don't want to be known as the person who totally destroyed you at baseball. And clearly, cheerleading's out because we can't even classify what that is. So, what is a sport? What is a sport that we could do on in the winter, because it's winter right now, that I could just cream you in, and then we would find out if you're a gracious loser, because that's the whole point of this.
I don't know. Like, what sports did you do? I mean, did you do sports? Is it something that you're like exceptionally good at, or something I should know? Like,
I did baseball.
Okay.
And so yeah, I'm good at that. But other than that, I mean, really nothing. No, I didn't play basketball, and I didn't do football. So that was really your choices in high school if you were a guy. So no,
right,
I didn't do
right.
any of those. No. So what would be a sport that neither one of us have played that we could figure out here? It would have to be a winter sport. That I could just take you out.
I really don't know. I mean, something we can do. What can we do?
Well, yeah, see, what do you think your strengths are in life, as far as sporting goes?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely think I'd be, like, faster than you. I'd probably, like, catch more balls than you. I could probably, like, throw farther than you, maybe even.
You could throw further than me.
I think I could.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is... So, now wait a second. You're faster than me. You can throw further than me. What was the other thing you said?
I would catch more than you.
You would catch more than me?
Oh, you know, like if we had like a fly ball competition or something, I could probably catch more than
you. You know, I just got a message.
I can't do this anymore.
I don't... Listen, first of all, your running technique, I don't believe that. But...
Have you seen me run, though? This is the thing. You're just assuming.
No, I don't know for sure, but I mean, I've
seen
you.
Listen, I have this high school son, right? And, like, I will still race him. Now, he smokes me, like, for sure. But, like, I will still get in the yard if we're outside and, like, we'll race.
He knows
my competitive side, and I think that he definitely got that from me.
Yeah, but I think you, I've seen you walk, and I know that's not too swift. So I'm guessing the running... must not be.
Just because I tend to be a little clumsy, I may trip a little bit, doesn't mean that I'm not, like, fast.
Well, now, here's an interesting thing, because I'm getting messages from Michelle, our third person here, and now she has tendered two interesting things here. Now, one is not really a sport, but I believe I'd cream you in it, and that's Mario Kart. But the other one is actually considered, I mean, if cheerleading's a sport, it must be a sport, and it's bowling.
Oh, yeah, I'm not, I mean, it's not, bowling, I'm not a great bowler. I've bowled before, but
Well, I'm not a bowler.
I wouldn't say I'm, like, good at bowling.
I'm not a bowler, but I could beat you.
Okay, I think bowling would be a good challenge.
But we're not going to go bowling on this February 13th thing, because that's where you are doing the food buying and all that. So we're going to, I know these schedules are heavy duty, so we're going to have to get Michelle, and we're going to have just a bowling thing. You know, we're not too far from a bowling alley there.
We can have a bowl off. Like, my schedule's slowing down a little bit now because I have some wrestling that's over with. So I'll have that slowing down.
So, and now, is Michelle going to come keep track of this, or is she going to bowl as well? Does she bowl?
I don't know if she bowls or not, but I definitely feel like she should bowl. I mean, the thing keeps the score for you, so we don't need a referee or a scorekeeper, so we should definitely...
Well, we might need a referee, because when you start to lose, I feel you could be violent.
I am not violent. What are you... Do you know me? I'm like the gentlest person there in the world.
You threatened not 10 minutes ago to poke my eyes out.
Well, I mean, that's just a general, you know... Like,
oh, that's a loving term?
I didn't poke your eyes out. I said I would poke you in the eye. I don't wish you harm. I just want to, like, poke you in the eye for a second. So, you know.
That's a loving term of endearment? I'm going to poke you in the eye?
It is. I mean, I say it to my kids, too. Listen, straighten up or I'm going to poke you in the eye.
So those would be good wedding vows, to having to hold richer or poorer and pokes in the eyes.
Yeah, like, listen or I'll poke you in the eyes.
Oh, my gosh. So just one final touch here on the gravy, because I think this is very important. You know what I've decided? Because I've never heard Michelle on the radio, although I think she would be very good. I agree. And, you know, I think that the three of us, obviously, at some point should be on the radio together, because we have some very different opinions about movies and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
Yeah, and also just advice. It's a good support group. And so all that being said, we got to do that. But here is also what I believe. I believe, because, you know, the new age, the new wave is the podcast. Now, you know, I think that we could have a really good podcast, the three of us. I think that would be top notch.
We definitely could. That sounds like, we would have so much to talk about.
Well, because I just think the three of us free associating for like an hour, which is basically what a podcast is, I think people would listen to that.
I think so, too.
Now, you don't have any friends, so I'm not sure who you would get involved to listen, but, you know, hey.
Oh, my goodness, Bessie. See, here we go. Is that what besties say to each other?
Well, yeah, I mean, besties are honest, aren't they?
Oh, yep, that's true. I wonder, this is your honesty coming out. Okay, all right.
Okay, so we'll have, so we've got a lot of things on the burner now, but we've got this competitive bowling thing.
I'm excited about the bowling, I have to say. I think that's a good, like, new, unless you're like this closet, you know, mega bowler person.
No!
Like, you're just setting me up for failure.
No. And Michelle is in for the podcast, so there you go. I don't know if she's in for the bowling. She'll show up to the bowling. But
she's coming. She's bowling. I think she needs to get in on it. What if she's a closet bowler and that's why she suggested it?
Well, I'm not saying Michelle can't win. I think Michelle has a lot of talents. I think she might be able to beat me. I just know you can't.
I feel like Michelle is your bestie. Scott can't tell lies here.
Oh, I like Michelle. Michelle's I mean, I think Michelle and I are you know, what are you, best friends. We're best friends. From the moment we met, we just had a nice, what do you call that? Friendship. We had a
rapport.
Nice friendship.
Rapport.
We had a nice rapport. Unlike you and I, who from the first time, we got along, but there was always a third wall.
I don't understand how you say this. It wasn't a third wall. Like, because it was awkward the first day. Like,
was it awkward?
You and I. I mean, but, like, we just had, because we didn't have any, you know, we didn't have any kids. We couldn't, like, actually do our job. So we were just kind of like, this conversation was easy, but I think it was like, you know, what are we supposed to do, right? Like, neither one of us, like, had an idea of what we were really supposed to do.
Well, that's true. But I always felt a third wall because, it's just the way it's your personality, but God bless you. You've come along.
Oh, my goodness, my personality?
Hey, listen, we're besties now, are we not?
I don't know. I have to be honest.
No, see,
know.
There you
I
go.
Just, like, retract it.
There you go. Backing off of it again.
I have, like, been so nice to you. I have a great personality. Like, I talked. I'm, like, literally, I'm the nicest person ever. And you're just like, oh, you know.
I didn't say you had a bad personality. I just said your personality that day was a little shaky.
On the very first day we met, you think?
I think. Oh, what would I say about that? I think you were trying to be, like, highly professional, and yet you said, boy, this is a person I really want to be friends with, but I don't think he wants to be friends with me.
Highly professional? Like, have we met?
Well, I know you're not professional, but...
oh, my gosh! Are you kidding me?
No! I'm just saying, this is my observation about what has happened in life.
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was a good first meeting. I thought it was awkward because, like, we didn't know each other, and we're in this room that they say is an office, but let's be honest, it's like a hallway with some cabinets.
True.
And I think that it went well. I mean, anytime you meet somebody the furthest time and you're kind of stuck in this little space with them with no idea what to do, it's a little bit awkward.
Well, maybe. Wasn't for me. See, because the first time I, just conversely, like 2 days later, the first time I met Michelle, as we were walking out of the building together, we had a little conversation, and it was just easy, you know, no awkwardness, no problem.
Well, I mean, Michelle's just, she's just that way. She's easy to talk to. And Michelle and I did, you know each other prior. Not like in a bestie form, you know, but we definitely knew each other prior.
And now we're all
besties. I don't think she would say any of these things about me, though. I don't think she would be like, your personality or, you know, whatever.
No, I don't think Michelle would do that because she's nicer than me. But, but I think she believes them. I just don't think she would say them as blatantly as I have.
You know, yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe you're just a person who's going to, like, set me straight.
Well, I think so, because are you choking to death? Do we need to send somebody over to do the Heimlich?
You're kind of choking me up a little bit here.
Oh, no. You're getting teary-eyed. Oh, I always said I'd make you cry.
We know better than that.
Oh, see, Michelle just sent a thing. Abby is great with a heart. Oh,
bup, bup. Aw, see?
Well, we know that's phony. But what I want to say is that I did appreciate that you made this because it did seem like you went to a lot of work to do this, and you brought the biscuits, and you brought the jelly, and the jelly had been opened, and apparently you brought the pop, and you brought bacon, and you did the whole thing. So I clearly totally appreciate that you did it. I'm just saying I did not, you know, it's just not my thing, but you should not feel bad in that.
I don't feel bad about it. I don't think we need to refer to it as like slop or wallpaper paste, though.
How would you like me to refer to it?
Like, delicious sausage gravy and biscuits that just weren't for you.
Delicious? Okay.
It smelled good. You know it smelled good.
Well.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it smelled like, it smelled like gravy and flour. So if that's your
flour?
If that's your thing, okay.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Do you know how many things we've got on the agenda now? Now we've got the do you say February or February?
I said February.
Okay, you're wrong. But we've got the
I think February is really awkward. I would take me a long time to change it to pronounce it like that. February.
Well, all people from Kentucky say that. So we've
February.
Got yeah, I know. So we've got the February 13th.
You just said February.
Well, I want you to be able to understand me when I talk.
Okay.
So, we've got the big February the 13th. That's Valentine's Day Eve. Did you know that?
Right.
Valentine's Day Eve. So, we've got the big February event coming up here, which is big dinner and apparently all kinds of libations. So, that's going to be fun. And we're going to have to get the bowling on the books because the bowling's...
I think we do that. Yeah, we do this soon. We got to follow up with this competitiveness soon.
Well, we've got to do it soon because, you know, there's a big thing coming on later this week. And somebody might... I don't want to spoil that yet. I'm going to keep that, you know, under rocks for 24 more hours. And now the three of us are going to have a podcast. Now, you sound a little iffy about this because I know how you are. You want to be home, like, tearing your bathroom apart or something.
I do like to do home projects, yes.
But you're going to have to give that up now, an hour a week. And
I haven't been able to do home projects anyway, because you know how I'm so busy with, you know, my kids' sporting events.
Well, right, and you should not duck out on those. I'm just saying
I've got some freed-up time.
Oh, you do have freed-up. Okay, because I think once this podcast hits, it'll be a giganto hit, because, you know, who doesn't like me? And the two of you will kind of ride the coattails.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's right. Coattail riders. So it'll be an interesting thing that I think will go over very, very, very well, and we'll have a lot of fun doing it. And and you know what? We talked the other day. I believe this is true, that in February we're actually going to be going out and eating twice because there's an event late in February that we're all going to celebrate, correct?
Yes, and I can't wait for that.
Now, isn't that going to be fun?
Did she decide it's late February?
She told me at one point it was late February, but I have not... late February, early March, but I guess within a 30-day period, we will be out to eat twice. Now, can you imagine the fun that will be?
It's going to be a blast.
It'll be the time of your life. Oh, what movie is that from?
Yes, Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. Well, you know, I got in trouble for knocking that movie. People Friday were angry about that.
I heard one of your guy callers come in. He really defended P. Swayze on that.
He did. I don't know why, because nobody wants to see that movie, but God bless him. So just for to recap all this, number one, the sausage gravy was not good for me. Now, it was good for other people, but it was not good for me. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Fine.
You did not win anything. And
I won in the game of life because I made you step outside your comfort zone and try something new.
Uh-huh. And then we also have the big February 13th dinner that you're going to buy.
Okay.
We have... No, you say it like you mean it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you can't wait. I can tell. then we've got the late February, early March dinner, which is going to be a lot of fun. we've got a bowling outing and a podcast. Now, who could ask for any? And we're besties now. We're officially besties. So, you know what besties do? They bring people diet drinks and Butterfingers.
Let's just make sure that everyone knows how one-sided this bestiness is.
One-sided on whose behalf?
Because you've never brought me anything.
Oh, but I've thought about it.
Oh, it's the thought that counts?
It's the thought that counts, just like at Christmas. I've thought about bringing you things, but then, you know, every time I go in that Cadbury egg aisle or the houseplant aisle, I start laughing and hysterically thinking, why would anybody want this stuff, and I pass out.
I get it. I mean, you can laugh hysterically, but I'm telling you, this is a one-sided bestie friendship.
This is the girl who said... This is the girl who said, for Valentine's Day, what girls really want is a house plant, and Cadbury eggs.
I did not say what girls really want. I said what I would like, because I think it would be nice. It's a nice gesture. Like, you're not throwing flowers away. Like, right now I'm in this whole poinsettia dilemma. Do I throw it away because it's a living plant, and I can't throw it away, but I'm so tired of seeing it in my house, I really don't know what to do with it.
The poinsettia?
Yeah.
Was it dead?
Well, no, it's not dead, which is why I can't throw it away.
Well, if it's not dead, don't throw it away. Why are you going to throw it away if it's dead?
Because
if it's not
Christmas
dead.
And I don't want this poinsettia around, and it's not...
Oh, God.
It's a dilemma. I can't bring myself to throw it away because it's a live
So
thing.
Now you've got OCD as well.
Well, I just don't like throwing away live things. Like, I don't kill bugs, shoo them outside, or I catch them.
You shoo them?
Yes. I, like, pick them up and take them outside. I don't kill them in my house.
Well, you know what? We've got a lot coming up here, and Wednesday's going to be a big day, so people got to tune in Wednesday morning, but there's a whole lot, there'll be a lot to report on tomorrow, because I'll see you later on today, and I'm sure it's probably going to hit the fan later on today, because there's a lot of stuff now.
Oh, hit the fan.
It's going to hit the fan later on today. Well, it's so cool to hear from you. I'm glad you call in as well as listening, because call-ins are very important, and this was a good one, so...
Okay.
Yep, we will talk this afternoon.
All right, Scott. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Abby, the sausage, biscuits, and gravy lady. All right. 47 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if there's anything you'd like to say. Maybe we'll save the trivia for tomorrow. But we do have a big morning coming up Wednesday morning. But there's a lot of stuff now. Now that you've heard her, do you believe that she's competitive? Because I certainly do believe that that's a competitive human being. Now, before, you would have to say you didn't know her. But after talking to her there for like 40 minutes, you would have to say that she is crazy nuts competitive. I mean, I think that's just the way it goes. So what do you think? Do you think she's competitive? Do you think bowling's a good way to compete? Who do you think's going to win? I mean, you can't really see her, but, you know, clearly I'm going to mop the floor with her because competitive people choke when it comes to competition of that nature. So there you go. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'm also wondering, is there anything I can do with this sausage gravy that's going to make it any better? Is there something I can add to this that will really help it along to where I might be able to choke it back and eat it? What do you think? I really want to know about this because I don't know if there's anything that can be done at this particular juncture that can help me along in the whole sausage, biscuit, and gravy debacle that we have had. Now, I do want to say, because I always forget to say this, too, by the way, now that I can say the name, Michelle, who is the third person involved in our little trio there of friendship, you know, now she's great. Michelle is smart, funny, sardonic, sarcastic, great on every level. But she's also so nice that she would never tell the truth about Abby. So I feel that I have to be the truth teller in this particular trio and tell the truth about how Abby is. Now, you got to remember, it's not a negative. I'm not trying to be negative about her because I think she's great. You can tell, you heard her there for 40 minutes. She's great and she's always a lot of fun. But, you know, we all have flaws. I have flaws. I have a ton of flaws. I'm full of flaws. But Michelle would not point these out like I would. Michelle's too nice to do that. Funny, brilliant, sardonic, the whole bit. But not, you know, she doesn't have the killer instinct like I have to go after somebody and tell them how they are. So that's that. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We still have about 9 minutes left in the show today. Would love to hear from you. Don't forget, the Adam the Computer Guy mid-morning coffee break is coming up on... No, it's coming up after this show today, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Lots to talk about there with Adam Lepp, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Things are headed in the right direction. That is for sure. Oh, and I forgot to... Michelle's a hoarder. Yeah, I mean, I can't leave that out. Michelle is a hoarder. I've never seen anybody in my life who cannot throw anything away. Is that a disease? Is hoarding a disease or a mental dysfunction? I don't know what hoarding is. But, yeah, she's a hoarder. But I overlooked that because she's such a nice, a brilliantly smart, interesting person. But, boy, she's a hoarder. And she also has a weird take on movies as well. Although she was the one who pointed out Notting Hill to me, so I've got to be honest about that. She brought Notting Hill to the forefront of my brain. And that's a good thing. What's the line in Notting Hill? Gosh, I always forget the line. Hugh Grant's telling Julia Roberts that he can't be with her. And then at the end, there's something about... Julia Roberts' line. What's her line? Gosh, I can never remember the line. That's awful. I'm going to have to get that tattooed on my brain or write it down somewhere here in the studio. But, I've known some hoarders in my life, so this is not a new thing to run into a hoarder, but, you know, she is a bit of a hoarder. How about this podcast? Won't that be fascinating? I'll have to let you know when that comes out. That's going to be highly interesting. Oh, here it is. Julia Roberts. I'm Julia Roberts in Notting Hill. She says, "I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her." What a line. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Oh, yes. I went a little bit behind here, but at least I got to call in.
So, what have you, have you listened to any of the show this morning?
I have not. I actually shut my alarm off this morning, and I was, like, super tired. I was, like, up and down all night last night for some reason.
Well, it's interesting because we had a very interesting morning. Abby called in again to try to defend her sausage gravy, and clearly she was wrong.
I don't know. I'm going to have to try that sausage gravy of hers.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
No,
I don't think you do. Now, maybe if you have some wallpaper to put up at your house that you want to use it to, like, paste to the wall. But other than that, I wouldn't go for it.
I'm telling you, I can eat sausage gravy all day long.
What do you like about it?
It's hamburger gravy. Oh, I love it. It's just, I don't know. It's just so delicious, I guess. I don't know what it is, but it's just, it's a good pizza, it's a good meal to have. It fills you up. You know, you take, I usually have toast and a biscuit, usually. I have toast, and I dip my toast down in it, and I, just eat it like, you know, sometimes I'll take toast, and I'll just put the, I'll take a spoon, and I'll dollop, and I'll put, like, a dollop of sausage gravy on top of it. Eat it.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, some people like it and some people don't, but basically what we've come to now is that Abby and I, because I think she's a sore loser, I think that now, I know, it's awful, but the truth is now is that her and I are going to have a competition.
Oh, you are?
Oh,
so
yeah.
What are you going to do now?
Well, there's some subjects on the table yet. I really don't have it confirmed yet. But obviously, I'm going to beat her badly, and then we're going to find out how gracious a loser she is.
But so you're going to have a contest.
Oh, yeah.
So, I know you think this cottage cheese stuff is nasty.
No, the cottage cheese stuff is delicious. And I've heard back from listeners who all love the cottage cheese stuff.
Oh, well, that's not me. Woo, that stuff's nasty.
Well, you don't like anything that's not deep fried and covered in gravy.
No, there's something about that. Of course, I'm not a cottage cheese eater anyway, so that's probably what it is. Cottage cheese, I don't know. That takes a special person to like cottage cheese.
A lot of people like cottage cheese. Do you see how much cottage cheese is sold in the stores?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but oil, milk, ugh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's good to me. Certainly beats that grease and flour.
Or lard.
Or lard, whatever's going on there. I don't know. To me, just my opinion, but it's not my thing, gravy. Now, I know it's sold every day by the bucket. People can do what they want with it. Just not my thing, but we're past that. And now we're on to a competition.
So you don't know what you're going to make against her that she can make better than you?
Well, I don't know. It's going to be a cooking competition. It might be a sporting event. It might be a, something else.
Oh, yeah. High jump.
High jump?
We're going to get one of those high jumps and see who can jump the highest.
That's not a winter sport. We got to have something you can do in the winter.
Well, we did a fruitcake toss.
Oh, yeah, there was the fruitcake toss. But I think Christmas is over, and that's out of the question. Well, she did tell me earlier on that she could throw further than me. Now, can you believe somebody would say such a thing?
Really? Wow.
Isn't that insulting to say that you could throw further than somebody? Further, farther?
Farther, further? Well, she sounds like to me she's a competitor. That's awesome.
Yeah, but she's also a loser. So, you know.
Wait a minute. How she's a loser? She's the one who made the sausage. Now, did everybody else like the sausage gravy?
They did, and that's why I'm saying. I'm not saying it was awful sausage gravy. I'm just saying it was not, something I'll ever try again.
Well, that's because you never liked it to begin with.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
I said that.
Really, yeah, that doesn't really count, though. So, since you never liked it to begin with, you have to try to find something that you like, and then you have to do to see if you like the person that makes it for you. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Well, yeah, but you see, here's the thing. Her and I now are besties. We discussed this morning, too. Now, my definition of a bestie is somebody who brings you Diet Cokes from McDonald's and Butterfingers, which she has done. So, it's not
I've never seen you eat a Butterfinger.
Oh, yeah, I like Butterfingers.
I mean, I know you got a base that was up there for 2.5 years on top of your refrigerator that had Butterfinger did it, but I don't think any one of them ever
got eaten. Well, no, I don't go crazy every time a Butterfinger. I actually got another Butterfinger vase recently.
Oh, you did?
I did. And I haven't eaten any of those either.
Because you're not a big chocolate eater.
No, I'm not a big chocolate eater. I'm not a big candy person. No, not really. But
which is great because you won't. If you have a chance, you probably won't get diabetes like I have, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I just want to say, I may have called Abby a loser there. I didn't mean to call her a loser. More of a sore loser is what I'm saying.
So you had a backpedal there a little bit.
Well, I did because I like Abby. Abby's great. I mean, we have a ton of fun together. I'll see her later on today. We always have the greatest time together. And no, I don't think she's a loser in life, but I think she's a sore loser. I think she could be a sore loser in a competition.
So I'll have to beat this Abby.
Well, I don't know if you want to meet her or not because she can be a little difficult in person, but, I overlook that.
She could be a little difficult.
A little difficult.
Oh,
little difficult. But we might, listen to this, but before I run out of time here, because Adam's coming up, we might be doing a podcast coming up. So there you go.
Is that the podcast that me and you cut deal in the other day?
Possibly.
No.
I can't say for sure, but that very well could be.
There we go.
Well,
that'd be great.
I'm out of I got to get out of here because Adam's coming on. But I'm glad you called in, and I'm sure we will talk soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. That's it for the day. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow, folks. Tune in. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up here in about 10 minutes, 10 till 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5, and Mike Wilson, 5 to 6. Stay tuned.
Life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean, most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's souls so badly.